The fiery judgment of God isn't something that people want to believe in. It's incongruous to think of a loving God in that way, not to mention the fact that no one wants to be on the receiving end, hey? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Some time ago, a well-known sporting personality near where I live quoted a Bible passage on social media which talks about the judgment of God, of the reality of there being a hell, a place of eternal torment. He was howled down and vilified by people who didn't even believe in God, to the point where he lost his playing career. Which begs the question, why did a bunch of atheists find this so offensive? After all, they don't believe in heaven or hell. And yet deep down we all know that there will be a reckoning before God, whether we'd like to admit it or not. Malachi chapter 4 verse 1. See, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all the evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it'll leave them neither root nor branch. That's some fearsome imagery, some tough words of accountability. There's nothing wrong with accountability. It's a good thing. We should be held responsible for our actions. There should indeed be consequences for bad behavior. So, some questions to ask ourselves if we happen to believe in Jesus. Have I become arrogant? Have I fallen into evil? Of course, the one who believes in Jesus is saved from punishment through faith in him. But if we turn our backs on God, if we become arrogant, if we choose the path of evil, watch out. The day is coming. That's God's word fresh for you today. The good news of Jesus has two parts, forgiveness and turning away from evil. Man, that takes power. I mean, Holy Spirit power. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.